This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Hey, the one in the throne I'm rule. In the rather say they have not tried. You don't know, say I them they are the fool. Hey, there is no other like champion.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Bahamas Air, Burger King, City of Hope, Fine Threads, Going Places, Jaws Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's and Games, Pindertow, Prince Masters, Sandcastle Bahamas, Tropical Gyros, and the Water and Sewage Corporation.
Of this long journey, I'm someone good from you can be around this. Yo, summertime, you have to learn to live with it. I am bound to far away, restrict like those who want to fix it. The bucket, check it. No other like to be wise, another a guide. Some can't recognize wicked heart, must put them down, burning you with words, power, and sound. Yeah, full time Babylon realize. Every ghetto youth is element of surprise and wicked heart. I must put you down, burning you with words, power and sound. I'm like a moon and sun, beware. Take my stand, always prepare. Or and I, they stand and don't even care. Yo, me no take that from the one. Give thanks, I'm still here. Wanting to see I dead and rot.
You've got it locked to the Edgy Boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. on this Wednesday Hump Day edition. We're going to get over the hump together. It is Wednesday, so you know we're going to open up the lines. It's going to be open up open line edition as we do each and every Wednesday. And if you want to chime in, here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head. Brought to you by BTC.
Tax lines powered by BTC. 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence, 323-6232. 325-4259. 325-4316. Toll-free and anyone in the family islands, 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it off of Fresh News Smart Talk all day. Right here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. And we got lots to talk about. Big headline today. SpaceX search is expanding. Reports of debris off Andress. The text already coming in off that one. We'll get to them texts. We'll get to all of that. You all hot up on a Wednesday, boy. Wow. Story by Candia Dames. The search for debris from the exploded SpaceX Starship rocket that fell in Bahamian territory last week is set to expand to Andress after reports that some debris has washed up there. This according to Director of the Department of Environmental Planning and Protection, DEP, Dr. Rihanna Neely. This is a horrible headline here. Fetus found floating in bag in waters off Paradise Island. And of course, you know, headlines brought to you by Fine Threads. I'm out both locations, new arrivals in stock right now, all right? And both locations available for you, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. For more info, simply check them out online, finethreads.com. But like I said, I just jumped right into it because text line's going off. I know a lot of y'all want to talk about a lot of things, but yep, it jumps right out. And this is, you know, like I said, one of the headlines, the second headline I want to get to, this is horrible. Fetus found floating in bag in waters off Paradise Island. Story by LaTanya Roberts. A fetus was discovered inside a bag that was floating in waters near Ocean Club Estates on Paradise Island, police said yesterday. Chief Superintendent Sharia King said an employee was cleaning debris from the waters at a dock of the marina around 10 a.m. when he found the bag with the fetus. However, what we want to do is appeal to the Bahamian public at large. If you have any information in reference to this matter, please come to the police and assist us in this investigation. She also added a person may need medical assistance, and that person can get that medical assistance, but this is all the information we have at this time. Police are still investigating this matter. Royal Beach Club at halfway mark. Destroyed by Chester Robards. Royal Caribbean International's RCI first Royal Beach Club on Paradise Island is halfway through its construction phase, with the project still on target for its December opening. President of Royal Caribbean Bahamas, Philip Simon, said yesterday while talking to the media and taking a tour of the construction site. I got to get Phil on the show. That's my boy. You got to powwow and chop it up over this. But, I mean, a lot of questions still need to be asked, considering certain, you know, videos and stuff on social media that are showing, like, how many Bahamians are working over there right now. I'm glad it's to the halfway point. What's going on with that big wall? I'm going to ask. But I'm glad to know it's to the halfway point. And it should be on target. So let's see what the final product is. And if there's anything that needs to be corrected along the way, you still got time. Government bearing cost of our unhealthy lifestyles. The government is bearing the cost of the general unhealthy lifestyles of Bahamians, gastroenterologist Dr. Marcus Cooper said yesterday, noting that lifestyle diseases are wreaking havoc on the population. 300 plus million we put into healthcare, and people are just sick, if not sicker than they were 10 years ago. Cooper was a guest on Morning Blend with host Dwight Strawn yesterday as part of Colon Cancer Awareness Month. The budget year alone, the government has allocated $332.7 million in the Ministry of Health and $52.9 million. Cooper noted that many Bahamians just refuse to make the lifestyle changes necessary to prevent or lessen their chances of life-threatening illnesses like hypertension, kidney disease, fatty liver disease, and diabetes. Lots to talk about. And, yeah, some of us do cater to that unhealthy lifestyle. And I'm not pointing fingers. But if you know you do, there's a little red flag right there for you. There's a little alarm. Take a step back. Maybe you need to approach things a little different. Try getting better health, better shape. Nor do you think the F&M chairman had to shame well, listen, I ain't gonna call no names, but obviously, you know, the F&M chairman felt like information was being put out on a public platform, on a news platform, that was incorrect by a non-spokesman or spokesperson for the party. So that's what a good chairman would do, would intervene and immediately get in front of it and say, hey, that's BS. And the same way it could be disseminated incorrectly on a platform, it could be corrected. And text, as far as shaming the person on national TV, that person has been associated to some controversial posts on social media already. Some have hit home, some have been way off. That's why I always tell you, double check everything, triple check everything you see on social media. Because people in general, but especially us Bahamians, we love to lie on social media. False news and you get caught, and shaming is part of the process, well, stop putting out false news. There you go. Naughty, that's not a fetus, that was a baby. All right, regardless of how you want to say, Naughty, it's so sad what they did to that baby over Paradise Island. That's murder. Whenever they find that person, they should charge with murder, no doubt about it. You got to watch that, though. In those circumstances, you have extenuating circumstances. Postpartum syndrome may be a factor right there. But it is a tragic, horrible situation. All right, wait, text, boy, this text is hot up on advance. They sent me but six texts in one. Naughty, are you sure Bahamians did that? Did you check the race of that fetus that was discovered? Naughty, I understand no Bahamians are working on that RCI project on Paradise Island. I don't know about that. I think they if they are, they're the minority that's working over there. That's what I'm understanding. Like I said, I'll reach out to Mr. Simon and get him on the show, you know? All right, so let's get to the first break. We'll pick up the rest of these texts and these calls on the flip side of the break as we get into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. 4:22 p.m. is the time. Gas tracker, as of today, Wednesday, March 12th, Rubis, 541, SO 550, Shell, 556. Not a penny moved either way. Get your pogo stick, your skateboard, your scooter. Yeah, I mean, them push scooters, you know what I mean? Them step scooter, right, yeah. And if not, go old school, build one. You need the hostage, a trolley from the food store. Call no name, take no blame. Anyway, flip side of the break, we'll pick up the conversation on this Open 9 Wednesday, and including that SpaceX debris, too. We got to talk about that. It's all the way up in Andres. What if it land directly on one of our national parks next time? Because it's probably going to be a next time. As much as Elon shooting them off. Anyway, we'll pick up that conversation tomorrow on the flip side of the break as the Wednesday, March 12th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Feed the money, get your funny, and then brainwash you on the western journey. Babylon, do you alright? Feed your money, get your funny, and then brainwash you on the western journey. What tell you say? Should I know we buy now, so we terrible. Watch out, make we bust them head like buckle. What's the backyard in a the deck where you are suffer? We want go where we are, let go the tea and the evolution of it.
Crunch your hunger cravings and satisfy the whole family with KFC Bucket Meals starting at just $20. Get freshly prepared golden fried chicken, buttery biscuits, and add your favorite large sides for flavor that will make your mouth happy and your feet dance. Order online or WhatsApp high to 557-3663 to grab your KFC Bucket today. Big flavor, bigger value, and always KFC. Finger licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale, and Carmichael Fashion at your feet.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Are you ready to indulge in the islands off the Bahamas? Take off to TCI, hop over to Havana, or fly to Florida? No matter the destination, jumpstart your journey with Bahamas Air, the national flag carrier of the Bahamas. Take advantage of our frequent flyer program and exclusive hotel and car deals. Book your flight now at BahamasAir.com or visit your local ticket sales office in Nassau or Grand Bahama. Bahamas Air, we don't just fly here, we live here.
KFC is taking things to crunchier levels with the new Barbecue Bacon Ranch Sandwich. Bite into 8 layers of flavor with your choice of a spicy or original recipe extra large white meat fillet topped with our premium ranch sauce, lettuce, tomato, smoky bacon, American cheese, and our rich signature barbecue sauce. All placed on bun. The new KFC Barbecue Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John Shoes.
Hey, the one in the throne I'm rule. In the rather say they have not tried. You don't know, say them they are the fool. Hey, there is no other like John. Be wise and not a guide. Some can't recognize wicked heart. Must put you down, burning you with words, power and sound. Yeah, full-time Babylon realize Sizzler is the element of surprise and wicked heart. I must put you down, burning you with words, power and sound. What am I look for? Them not gonna say something dramatic and extraordinary. Never see I when I clean, only when I dirty. That's my reason of this long journey. I'm someone who from you can be around this.
We're back at ya on the Wednesday, March 12th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. Let's get into the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. I said, let me pick up a couple of these texts. And then, you know, the phone lines are open as well, too. We'll get to those calls. And some of you who are calling, we're on hold. Just call back. We'll get right back to you. Naughty, did you hear that some Bahamians walked out on a foreign speaker at a event at Bahama while she was praising U.S. President Donald Trump? I'm also hearing the PM was allegedly in attendance. All right, I need to check on that. All right? Let me do my due diligence and see what's going on. And here again, Naughty, just for the record, that person who you referred to on Eyewitness News last night is not a spokesperson for the FNM. And she did not have confirmation. So therefore, the chairman, Dr. Duane Sands, texted the host and informed her of the correct information, which Tector I alluded to earlier and said, that's how it should have been done. So I don't get that last text, Dexter. You need to break that down a little bit more for me so I am more clear. Now, let me get Naughty, the RCI messaging is strange. When they first proposed that beach club, they said it would accommodate a maximum of 2,500 persons per day. As of late, they've announced they can accommodate 3,800 per day. The average cruise ship brings 5,000 people into port per day. An estimated 70% of them come off the ship. 70% equates to 3,500 tourists off a ship. But if 38 can be accommodated at the beach club, a spot for every single tourist coming off the ship, we need to open our eyes. Indeed, Texter, indeed. We should have had our eyes open. Bahamian visa program about to be canceled and suspended. Texter, what are you talking about? Break that down. Be a little more clear on that for me. And let me clarify. For the record, so there's no getting it twisted. Not once did I say Dr. Sands was wrong. No, I didn't. I said that's what a good chairman does, get in front of it. And if you need to text the news station while they're on the air live, get a call in or a text in and say, hey, that is not the information. This person is disseminating the wrong information. It don't go so. And I am an authority to speak on it since I'm the chairman of the party. I think that's all you need. That's being accountable. That's getting the word out. So I don't know how you got it twisted that I said Dr. Sand. No, I said we need to be careful as citizenry because there's far too much foolishness on social media and people like to lie on social media, but especially us Bahamians, we'd love to. And we got a lot of people to get a platform and get some attention and empty barrels. They make the most noise. And sometimes they get to the point where they just like to make noise. They don't care if the noise they're putting out is true or not. But they're putting out noise. So that's why I always tell you, do your due diligence, wade through it, sift through it, and consider the source. Okay? Now, at the end of the day, though, the bottom line is we've put far too much foolishness on social media. Okay? And that's crazy. We need to be better than that. We wonder why we're in the same situation perennially and annually in every election cycle. Did you get caught up? Listen less to the peanut gallery and focus on the issues that need to be talked about and force politicians to talk about them. Don't let them wriggle away, especially on the campaign trail. Say, no, what about these issues? Did you either fail to address or you addressed what's the next step? Find out. Show them that we're a different breed of voter this go around. There's more things that matter to us than just a T-shirt and whatever in it, Christmas. We need to think more nationally about what we need as a nation so we all could benefit. Because have we benefited everybody collectively over? No, we haven't. We still got the haves and the have-nots. The middle class is non-existent. We could go on for days. So let's stop living in denial and figure out how we're going to change this. Let's get to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hi, Naughty. How are you?
Afternoon. How are you?
I still think how Dr. Grant is responsible for all of this. In the fact that persons are calling his name, persons just push themselves in these positions.
Well, I don't know what the issue is. If you have somebody on national television putting out false information related to a party, and the party chairman calls in and nips it in the bud and says it's false news, what's the problem?
They're not even before the best of the person who put themselves in
opposition. Pardon? You got to talk up. I could hardly hear you. I had to turn your radio down.
Even before we get to the person who on social media who is focused, right? What about the person who just shoved themselves right in these positions? Or constituency without any proper authorization.
But if it was put out there by the chairman that is foolishness, it is fake news, it is false news, then that's what you go with. You don't have to worry about why they're doing it. We obviously know why they're doing it. They got political aspirations. They're trying to jump the gun. The chairman did the right thing and reined it in and said, no, this is not the case. And now we got to wait for it. You know how people go.
Yeah, but Marty, you don't drum the gun. You wait in position and respect the leader.
Like exactly. Well, let's see where jumping the gun has got these alleged, people who put it out there. Let's see where it's gotten them.
Yeah, but this politician is just slack and nasty and greedy. You understand? If you done had your 5 years prior to all, and you ain't doing nothing, how you mean when you expect to come out on top again? Huh?
Listen, I understand that, but at the end of the day, you got to trust the process. If the chairman has intervened, now you got to see where it goes.
Well, we can't wait to
but see. But they can't say that he's wrong in any capacity. I think he did a good job as what a chairman should do. Step in and eliminate any fake news associated with the party.
I told you, baby.
And now start to continue to out the persons that are putting fake news out, so their credibility is now put where it's need to be put. And you can keep it moving. The more credible sources I listen to rather than empty barrels in the peanut gallery. Good call. I appreciate it. Let me get to these other calls. Talking Heads.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
What's going on? How you doing? What's going on? You good?
No, I'm good because I tried to call this morning. See, the only way I could catch you guys is early in the morning, Dwight, and then when you come on late at night, I can't call in.
Right.
Well, I'll ask you, it might sound sarcastic, but okay, listen to me. I wonder, there's a Okay, they say it's 15% white behemoths in Nassau, right?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Okay. So, why there ain't no shootouts in Blair? Why all these traffic accidents? I don't see no white behemoths in them.
Sir, I mean, there's been tragedies in Blair. There's been murders in Blair. There's been, I can tell you, there's car accidents that's involved, you know, folks who live in Blair. I mean, what are you trying to paint here? Where are you trying to go with this?
No, I don't hear about that. I just wonder, are they smarter than the black people? Is the black people getting in all kind of foolishness? Well, these white people, they're smarter than us. What is this?
Carla, what I want to know is, what you bibbing on? Sound like you want something good, man. That's a half pint or that's a full pint, what you want? Because I can honestly tell you, and you know I have connections in the Eastern Road, my brother. There's been some issues going down there, and you hear about it. And if you don't hear about it, that means they did a good job hushing it up as a family, but I mean, that's just how it goes. So, I don't think it's a case of that. I think it's a case of we collectively, as Bahamians, all have situations at some point in time that some part of the Bahamian society won't be affected by and others will and vice versa. Let's get to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Yeah, it's Bob and Naughty.
What's going on, 52? It's when?
Right here, weekend, we're here by myself. My brethren going on the island, so I end up with 50 set of pieces of furniture I got to do by myself. Just making it do. But listen to me. I wake you, Naughty. Don't mind him. Listen to me, man. Speaking of politics, politics, whatever, right?
Uh-huh.
We are so pacified and intrigued and engrossed, whatever, in politics, right? But I'm looking back in retrospect, right? By the way, Naughty, physically, right? And aphoristically, empty barrels wouldn't make the most noise if it's empty, right? my new saying is empty barrels just want to make noise. Because they...
Touche, yes, 52.
That's the problem with us. But to the last caller, you know, I really don't think nobody's smarter than anybody. I just think that everybody has different circumstances in which they... I just don't believe in that. I mean,
right.
I heard the brains is 1,100 and something centimeters cube. I think females are a little bit smaller, but they smarter than us because all they got to do is tell... Anyway, let me get on with this here.
Yeah, don't get off course.
Politics right now. Let me make this one quick. I'm looking back to in retrospect. I'm 60 years old. I was impressed with Governor DeSantos passing up the Shantytown Act, right? And which made it illegal to squat on land. So, I mean, after all of these years that he has done it, maybe a couple of years, and I was wondering, all our leaders have gotten together. I was hoping the COI could use this one. Anyone, see, we know I'm nothing against the migrants, but the government needs to pass the Shantytown Act. They like to follow other people, but why to impede, like, people just coming in and living on the land? So, this is my hypothesis. This is my just personal view, right? Given the fact that we have deed polls for so many decades, right? We really don't know who these politicians are. Different from Ping? Man, all of them could be Haitian. Because that's how they act. They ain't doing nothing to impede what people doing. They want us to sit back and let them give away the crown line and they can simply pass the Shantytown Act like Governor DeSantos. I mean, so why can't the people rally around and force the government to do that? Pass the show us you're serious about something. Do something. Do some type of impediment. Stop sitting around talking, basing the taxpayers' money. Pass the Shantytown Act. Show people you all love them. You just giving away the country?
Good stuff, 52, as always. But we should pass acts like that. And then when we knock down some shanty towns, move the debris. Don't leave it lingering there like how they did in Abaco. Let's get back to the text lines. Good afternoon, Naughty. Great show as usual. I just want the government to collect $4.2 billion in taxes yearly, but most of the taxes have to be coming from the expatriates, corporate Bahamas, the number industry, and the departure arrivals. And do four things with the taxes. Put $800 million into debt reduction yearly. Two, put $1.8 billion into family infrastructure developments yearly. Three, put $300 million into the national reserves yearly. Four, put $900 million into four programs yearly. Here's the programs. Constituency upgrade, boost national insurance contributions. Three, build 10 micro hospitals yearly. Here's four. Constituencies upgrade, $250 million to boost national insurance contributions. Build 10 micro-hospitals yearly. That's all we want with little to no corruption and Bahamians benefiting from their country wealth and resources. Not the FNM and PRP. Just want to work the Bahamians over and over into insanity. Some good ideas there, man. Now you need a viable option and a viable platform and a viable third party to get it out there. Because obviously that's an area where we're lacking as well, too. Naughty as to SpaceX. The news report said the government would hold SpaceX accountable. How exactly, when the SpaceX has already given the keys to the city, SpaceX showed up a week after the explosion. Did they expect the large, heavy pieces to stay floating for a week? True to gravity, the largest parts of the wreckage have not been found, and they've said they are likely irrecoverable. They also appear to be depending on behemoths to tell them where the smaller pieces of the wreckage are. Is this giving anyone any confidence? FYI, last week Elon Musk announced that this second explosion was just a minor setback and the next rocket will be ready in 4 to 6 weeks. So government, what will you do? Relay to us the SpaceX says it's safe, or what will you do? We need to find out. And we also need to find out what effects are these has this debris put into our ecosystem and our food chain. Naughty, is Dr. Neely under the influence? If the stuff in the water will be tested to see if it will bother the fish, everything in the water is not right for the fish. Yeah. We gotta wonder what's going on with that. We have to wonder what's happening. That's what we have to do. We have to not wonder, we have to ask, what are the effects going to be? And who's put us in a position to allow this to happen? And other agreements that we have. What's the long-term detriment to us as Bahamians in our territories, in our lands, in our waters? Just because it sounds good don't make it good. And what are we really benefiting from it? And now we've lost the biggest part of those rockets into waters to depths that they're irrecoverable. Now, what's going to manifest from them years later if there's some toxin or something that's harmful that's going to, over years, we may be long gone, but it may have due diligence now. Naughty, I hear Abaco is Haiti 2.0 right now. Wow, let me call Roscoe. And here we are. We got a lot of questions that need to be answered. Naughty, did you see the video clip about an F&M candidate talking crap about Bahamian? But that's... Okay, again, it's silly season. So yeah, there's a lot of stuff circulating on social media. I have seen a clip. I've seen several clips. I've seen the one you're probably referring to, too. But you start to see that political mischief. It's a PLP put together. I don't know. You got to look and see. And you got to hold everybody accountable. Especially pre-election, so you know exactly who you're getting. And if it turns out to be more political, mudslinging, then it boils back to what I said at the beginning of the show. We have to be careful and we have to disseminate the things we get on social media, information-wise, because people in general, and especially us Bahamians, like to lie and spread all kind of ish on social media. So you can't fall for it. Ask questions. Think about it logically, if it makes sense or it don't make sense. And then go from there and still ask more questions. Naughty, I can describe our country in one word, corruption. That's why we are not prospering. Sad but true. That may be the case. Let me get to this one. Wow, that's a good one. Where do we start? How many did you send me, Texter? Okay. Let me get back to you. All right, here we go. What climate advocate Philip have to say now, Naughty, about his special SpaceX venture? Now the tiles flaking off and possibly dangerous to marine life, which is directly dangerous to human life because we consume the marine life. Wow. Climate mascot Davis is supposed to fly over that fire with our refurbished drug plane filled with water and out that fire. Easy fix. But you're all on a roll with the sarcasm today, too. I can't say I don't like it either. Naughty, the USA is threatening to cancel visas for Bahamians if we don't stop helping Cuba with forced labor. You know what's happening, Naughty. Stop playing. Mira, I don't know nothing. Let me talk to Cuban Willie and see what's happening, okay? I get something for you from Cuban Willie, okay? But me, I don't know nothing. I know that's just what you wanted me to do, so that's why I did it, all right? Good day, bro. What you think about that vision, that 2030 vision? Whose vision is for 2030 exactly are you referring to? Make me clear. Make me understand. Naughty, as election nears, you would hear more and more personal matters to distract from the national issues. The level of politics is very low on both sides. Everyone wants their agendas, mischievous or selfish or otherwise, to resonate with the electric. We vote on deception, trickery, and emotions, and then complain for another 5 years. That is why I say we got to change the process, Texter. It's definitely our fault. We part of the problem. Numbers and informal lotteries were illegal under the laws of the Bahamas. Everyone who has followed after are not heroes. They broke the laws of this country for years, and through their resources, they legitimized the business and ensured that no other licenses could be issued. Again, these guys are not heroes. But we do have to respect the game and their hustle. Yep, and you got to respect how bad I am too, Texter, because you said I wouldn't read that. But we know what happened. Why are we still on about it? We need to make sure that other things like that moving forward. But other things that are very important to us social-wise and as a society and as a country. Do we need to be taken more seriously? Yeah, Texter, Mr. Ben. Yeah, that's where you lost me, though. That's where you lost me, you see? Sometimes your message gets lost with your messenger, you see? Yeah. I thought that's what you were alluding to. That's why I was trying to keep my laugh to myself. Naughty, I'm not calling Depp and giving info on nothing because y'all never consulted the people, so Philip and Chester needs to go find the debris. How all of us get in it now? Y'all wanted SpaceX here, now y'all got it all in the water, fish, lobster, conch, etc. Boy, y'all fired up today. And I don't blame you. I don't blame you. Should be fired up. All right. Let's get to the break. Flip side of the break, open up the line some more, I get to the rest of these texts. Still got Cuban Willie's numerology report coming up for you, brought to you by the Yard and Game. We'll get you ready for the news in the 5 o'clock hour, and we'll be talking sports. Pearly will be in the building, so keep it right where you got it. Still more to come on the Wednesday, March 12th edition of Talking Heads, which continues right after this.
Yeah. Full-time Babylon realize Sizzler is the element of surprise and wicked art. I must put you down, burning you with words for a ransom. What am I look for? Them not gonna say something dramatic and extra ordinary. Never see I when I cleanly, when I dirty. That's my reason of this long journey. I'm so
for fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Crunch your hunger cravings and satisfy the whole family with KFC Bucket Meals starting at just $20.
Get freshly prepared golden fried chicken, buttery biscuits, and add your favorite large sides for flavor that will make your mouth happy and your feet dance. Order online or WhatsApp Hi to 557-3663 to grab your KFC bucket today. Big flavor, bigger value, and looking good.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what the...
We're still here. Since 1941, the Armory Company has been your trusted partner and one-stop solution for all your business and technology needs. From printers to copier leasing, point of sale to cloud video surveillance, and access control to ATMs, we've got it all. And we ship to all family islands. Call our dedicated customer service team now at 397-1600 or visit us behind Wendy's on Mackey Street. An experience excellence that stands the test of time. The Armory Company. Your success is our business.
We are going places. Travel, come see the world. We'll turn the ordinary into extraordinary.
Going on a cruise, flying on a plane, we'll make your dreams come true.
Where in the world? We're going places with you.
We are going places. Travel, we're the travel experts. The Caribbean's largest travel agency.
Come into any of our offices or visit us at goingplacestravel.com.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Well, then, words of righteousness do us so much. None of them well, but yet no purpose. Well, the bring the fire, burn all poor and rich. Them down for no say it would have come down to this. Babylon give them a right, free them money, get them funny. And then brainwash them from their western journey. Babylon give them a right, free the money, get them funny. And then brainwash them from their western journey. We tell them say, this redder than red. The way out this red and be and blood and run red. Go tell them revolution a swing over them head. For all vampire, this your one your higher peg. Marcus Garvey did, don't come said Emmanuel said. The liberty Italy your like sledge. You want Prince Luca, King Selassie and the head. And Emperor Selassie and the vision and the Medici. You and the all had lie down in a bed. Sharing defilements all with he dead. The youth them worth more than money and bread. He and Empress Amiga tell them glory is the spread. We just come out of his loupe gun dead. Babylon give you a right, pay the money, get your funny. And then brainwash you upon the western journey. Babylon give you a right, funny. And then brainwash you upon the western journey. We tell you say, should I know we buy now, so we terrible. Watch out, make we bust them head like buckle. What's the backyard in a deck where you are suffering? We want go and we are like the chain and chuckle. King Selassie said the revolution of young. You are the one to order instead diamond nickel. Fornication, them all arise upon the double. Abomination, me come slow with the triple I. You black woman, just know yourself in a the puzzle. Now come do nothing wrong, now come round, you come hustle. And every this and that you must make jumping on your miggle. Now turn them back and not take them wiggle. A chat bout fi cool, but them judgment a trickle. The living trumpet, this and no float nor figgle. You kill you get to you to miserable. Babylon, give them a right, free them money, get them funny. And then brainwash them from them western journey. Babylon, give them a right, for the money, get your funny. Then brainwash them from them western journey. We tell you say, this year will not cause pain. Try reach, we level you drop off and strain. Appointed and anointed, get to youth, them ordained. Myself in love the youth and unofi stamp up fee fame. Words without works can't sustain. And King Selassie say, if you tell you this one a no game. Stop call Emperor Selassie name in a vain. Babylon give you a right, for the money get your funny. And then brainwash you upon them western funny. And then brainwash you upon them western journey. Me tell you say, this a red or dumb red. Do we all this red, that be a blood and run red. Go tell them revolution a swing over them head. For all vampire, this a one your higher peg. Marcus Garvey did done come said Emmanuel said the liberty Italy.
Well, I gotcha. I know, man. But Mr. Producer, but they loving the sizzle, you know. People be buried it, man. Let the sizzle play a little longer. We got to add some more sizzle in there, man. I think I can dig in the crates. I can send some more to you. So you could have them and fling down. Well, I didn't know y'all like sisters so much. My God. Anyhow, we get to this text. Naughty, I thought the Christie administration was bad. And the prior administration, you can't leave that one out either. You can't. But this bunch of jokers, wait a minute, you can't call them jokers. I know some jokers personally, and yeah, no, you can't beat them with that stick. I think you should call them clowns. They take the cake by 100,000 miles. I agree. No, they like the background music. Check out the Sizzler song that you could add to your list. All right, cool. I got you. I got you. No problem. We'll work on that Sizzler for y'all. All right. Now, like I said, you're going to get ready to get up into the 5 o'clock hour. And now, once we're into the 5 o'clock hour, we'll be talking sports. It's Wednesday. Got some more moving and shaking in the NFL today. Some new free agents in new homes. Some returning to their old team. Got some trades going on, as well as some potential draft day trades on the horizon now. Rumors swirling about that. Tennessee could actually be giving up that first pick. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about Aaron Rodgers' new home, potentially. It's all coming up. We'll talk that. We'll talk basketball as well. March Madness underway. Not really underway, but you got all the conference tournaments going on and Selection Sunday coming up. So we'll soon be there to that time of year. And big up to the Island Game doing big things with their bracketology. Got that perfect bracket, 250,000. Closest bracket, you know, being correct, 3,000. Have the cash prize. More information, simply log on to theislandgame.com. All the information's right there for you. Ballers in brackets, you definitely want to check that out, all right? As a matter of fact, speaking of the Island Game, check out Cuban Willie's immigration report. It's coming up right now, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. The game you know, the friends you trust.
All I do is win, no matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report, brought to you by the Island Game.
Hello, everybody. It's me, Cuban Willie, and it's Wednesday, the home day. And I have your 3-0 for today. My numerology report brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And the number for today, the 525. 525. I still don't have 5 times for the day. So that's your 3-0 for today. 525. Play around with the Island Games. Stay winning, my friends.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Well, then, words of righteousness do us so much. Enough of them well, but we had no purpose. Well, the bring the fire burn and poor and rich them down for no say it would have come down to this. Babylon, give them a right freedom.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Bahamas Air, Burger King, City of Hope, Fine Threads, Going Places, Jaws Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's and Games, Pindertal, Prince Must, Sandcastle Bahamas, Tropical Gyros, and the Water and Sewage Corporation.
Marcus Garvey did. Don't come, said the man, you well said. Deliver to Italy, your life sledge. You want Prince Ruka, King Selassie and the head. And Emperor Selassie and the vision and the Medici. You and the harlot lie down in a bed. Sharing defilements, all with he dead. The youths, them worth more than money and bread. He and Empress Amiga tell them glory is the spread. We just come out undead. Babylon, give you a right for the money, get your funny. And then brainwash your funny.
We're back at you on the Wednesday, March 12th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. Got Pearly zooming in short order. Look out for Pearly. He should be zooming in. But while we wait on Pearly, let's jump on in and get into today in sports history. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Don't forget, today is Wednesday. Happy hour at Naughty Johnny's 5 to 7. Be sure to check them out on that. But on this day, March 12th, 1913, in sports history, in 1913, the American League approved the name change of the New York Highlanders to the Yankees. Great day. 1956, Dick Farley of Syracuse fouled out after playing just 5 minutes. It was the fastest disqualification in NBA history. 1966, Bobby Hull of the Chicago Blackhawks became the first player in the NHL to score more than 50 goals in a season. Hall ended the season with 54 goals. 1971, Gordie Howe of the Detroit Red Wings announced his retirement after playing 26 seasons in the NHL. He came out of retirement 2 years later to play for the Houston Aeros of the World Hockey Association. 1972, Bill Russell had his number 6 retired at Boston Garden. 1985, Larry Bird of the NBA's Boston Celtics scored a club record 60 points. The game was against the Atlanta Hawks. 1985, in Kathmandu, Nepal, 80 people were trampled to death because stadium doors had been locked during a soccer game. The people had been seeking cover during a violent hailstorm. 1992, Moses Malone of the Milwaukee Bucks became the 4th all-time scorer in NBA history. 1992, Don Nelson, Coach Don Nelson of the Golden State Warriors, became the first man in NBA history to participate in 2,500 games as a player and a coach. 1994, Nancy Kerrigan and Aretha Franklin were guests on Saturday Night Live. In 2003, the YES Network and Cablevision reached an interim deal to air New York Yankees games. 3 million viewers had not had access to games for 2002. And that YES Network was a godsend. Watch Yankee baseball from that day to this, every day if I want to. Sports quote of the day. My wife said, that shouldn't disappoint you. You were my first choice. You weren't my first choice either. Dave Bliss, while accepting the basketball coaching job at New Mexico after Bobby Knight had been offered the job but refused it. And that's a wrap right there on Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Sounds like Pearly's chimed in. What's going on, Pearly?
Hey, my brother. All is well right here. Hanging in there.
Hang in and hang hard and hang firm. Hang tight. But we got to get into Today in Sports History. We just finished Today in Sports History. Let's get into the home court, the local scene, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King. And Burger King Nassau, and don't forget today's Wednesday. It's Whopper Wednesday at your favorite Burger King Nassau location. Go get you a Whopper and fries and a nice cold soft drink. Treat yourself.
Like
love yourself.
As we jump to most Wednesdays. I try to love myself like that most Wednesdays.
You jump right in on a Wednesday, though, and tough loss for the Bahamas. Host team falls in penalty kicks to Panama. The Bahamas fell to Panama 4-3 in penalty kicks after the score was tied at 2-2 after extra time in their game at the 2025 CONCACAF Beach Soccer Championships at the Malcolm Park Beach Soccer Facility on Tuesday. Our biggest problem over the years is sticking to the game plan and putting teams away when we have the chances. This is coming from Peter Jumas, a member of Team Bahamas. So, yeah, rough one there, but let's see if they could rebound. They normally do.
Yeah, I spoke. I had them on the show Thursday. They were pretty interesting. Once we finish in the top two, we make it to the World Cup. So hopefully they'll bounce back from that.
The Bahamas set to send 5-member team to World Indoors. Story by Sheldon Longley, led by its world record holder and world indoor champion. The Bahamas is all set for the 20th World Athletics Indoor Championships from March 21st to 23rd at Nanjing's Cube Gymnasium in Nanjing, People's Republic of China.
Oh, boy. That's a
5-member team from the Bahamas leaves on March 17th and return to respective destinations on March 24th. Team includes Devin Charlton, who will be defending her world title in the women's 60 meters, and Thea Charlton, who will be competing in the women's 60 meters and long jump. Denisha Cartwright, who will join Devin Charlton. Camille Rutherford, who will join Anthea in the women's 60 meter. And Wendell Miller, who will travel from Jamaica to compete in the men's 400. Head coach of the team is Bernard Roll. Team manager is Foster Dorset. Team doctor is Dr. Kent Bizard.
Okay. The Sox sisters, good stuff.
Mingos beat the Spikers in 4 sets. The third time was the charm for the University of the Bahamas Mingos women's volleyball team as they took care of the Spikers for the first time in 3 tries in the UB volleyball showcase at the Kendall G. L. Isaacs National Gymnasium on Thursday. UB came out on top with a 3-1 victory. They won the first, third, and fourth sets. They were coming off a 3-set loss to the Warhawks on Tuesday. And Captain Zaria Rose said the team had a discussion on how to play the game against the Spikers. They prevailed 29-27, 16-25, 25-21, and 25-20. And that's a wrap on your local sports scene, the home court, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. Let's get into who's in and who's out. Brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And a lot of moving and shaking going on today in the NFL, especially in free agency.
Yeah.
And the Dolphins still ain't signed nobody.
No, we actually did. We did a couple of signings. We took I just had that in front of me 2 minutes ago. We did a couple of things. I mean, nothing major, nothing to lose, you know. We signed Zach Wilson, of course. We signed guard James Daniels from Pittsburgh.
James Daniels was supposed to be going elsewhere, and that deal fell through. So y'all managed to get a good guard right there.
Yeah, and then we get an O-lineman, Larry Borum from Chicago. We spoke about the safety from Detroit. We got then we got Nick Westbrook, a wide receiver out of Tennessee. He's supposed to be that big six.
Yeah,
six,
that's Akini Westbrook, right? Or Westbrook Akini, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Flashes in Tennessee, but they had no quarterback. Maybe something could happen, and he could be a big talk. You guys in Miami with Tua, especially how well Tua throws the ball.
He had a lot of injuries last year as well, and then we got a safety, Ashton Davis from the Jets.
Correct.
So that's basically what we've done. I don't know about anything is happening.
Well, Javon Holland, he signed a $45 million deal with the Giants. He left y'all, so obviously you had to plug that space, which you did.
Yeah, the Dolphins were not going after him. We were not interested in signing him because we didn't think he was worth, $45 million for how many years? Three?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a lot of people, but didn't think he was worth that.
It's pretty steep.
Yeah. So, you know, I noticed some bad news. Tiger tore his Achilles.
He's retiring, I think, completely.
Yeah, he has to. I mean, that's because it'll take him a year to come back from that. So, you know, he might as well just chill, enjoy his money.
Well, here's some moving and shaking. Rams released Cooper Kupp. That became official at 4 p.m. today.
After they
couldn't trade him. Be very interesting to see where he ends up. They got a lot of suitors for him. He could take back a day or two and kick back and really mull things over. He's got some good options. The Cowboys acquired cornerback Elam for the Bills. They swapped a fifth-round pick for a sixth-round pick, but they got Kair Elam, a former first-round pick of the Bills, 23rd pick overall in the first round from the 2022 draft out of Florida. Just couldn't get on the field, made some plays, but just had flashes. So hopefully, you know, change the scenery. Will Clay and the crew lay hands on him. They got a former first-round pick. Let's see what happens. Dallas got to get as many cornerbacks in there as they can. Cornerback, linebacker, and defensive tackle. That's the three holes we got to fill on our defensive side of the ball. Ex-Eagles cornerback Darius Slay joins the Steelers on a one-year deal. And wide receiver Marquez Valdez-Scantling. And they also signed DeMarcus Lawrence from the Cowboys today. Three-year, $45 million, okay. $42 million deal, $18 million guaranteed.
Okay.
So we'll see. Let's get to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
What's up, Naughty? St. Petersburg. How you doing, Purdy? How y'all doing?
What's going on, St. Pete? What's
How
good?
How you doing, man?
Man, none here, man. Hey, Naughty, you like that running back Dallas get?
Javonte Williams? Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I still think they may sign Rico Dowdle. I think Javonte Williams comes in and plays that role that Ezekiel Elliott played last year. The thumper and the goal line back. Just upgrade.
Yeah.
He had flashes in Denver, but it's nothing to make me jump out of my seat and say, oh, wow.
Boy, but look here, these teams spending some money, boy. They putting up some big contracts, boy.
Yeah, well, not Jerry. Everybody getting $3 million a pop on a one-year deal.
Man, I see even Tampa Bay spending some money, man.
Yep. Tampa got some pieces they need to replace and some pieces they need to keep, so they're spending wisely. They're doing a good job so far.
Just who I saw yesterday in Steak and Shake, man. Former Bucks coach, Tony Dungy, man.
In Steak and Shake?
He signed my $20 bill. I said, yeah. I told him, I said, man, I don't like the way the Bucks get rid of y'all. He said, man, that's old news. You know what I'm saying? Because, man, they let the man go. The man was changing stuff at me, cleaning out his office in the rain, man. A lot of people didn't like that, you know?
I don't like
the way they let him go, though. You know what I'm saying?
But he did his thing, man, and he eventually got his championship, so that's the good thing.
Yeah, he actually built that Tampa defense when they won the Super Bowl, man. You know, that you know, when Warren Sapp got his ring, Warren Sapp went straight to Tony Dungy, man, and said, thank you, coach, you know what I'm saying, for that defense. Tony Dungy put that defense together, man. You know, it's a business, you know what I'm saying? It's part of the business, you know what I'm saying?
I hear you. Yeah, I hear you, St. Pete.
So So everything good in the so far, too?
So far, and you know how it go.
No, I'd go lick shot here, lick shot there every day.
Murder every other day. Something else going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, man. That's crazy, man. Hey, but look at y'all be safe, man, and take care.
All right, St. Pete, you do the same, bro.
And Dallas and Miami, the Super Bowl this year.
Not even on PlayStation, but it could happen. We'll see.
Well, tell him, yeah, Miami and Dallas.
We got Pearly or Pearly muted out? Pearly, unmute yourself, please.
Hey, Radio. Hey, Radio. I might dip for a minute because I'm switching from Wi-Fi to my data.
From your data? Your data? It's data? D-A-T-E-R? Data?
From my Wi-Fi to my data.
All right. I didn't know what data was, but anyway. You know, we Bahamians make up words.
Oh, you Eastern Road guys.
Naughty, I surprise. Trump ain't deported St. Pete yet. Why y'all Texas is carrying on with St. Pete like that? But you know you're wrong. But yeah, like I said, lots to talk about, Pearly, too. Not only just in the NFL, but in the NBA as well. You look at that NBA schedule, man. You look at that NBA standings. Team's starting to position themselves. Should be an interesting runoff toward the NBA playoffs and finals.
Yeah, somebody was saying that they don't panic because the Lakers were told plenty beaten this week, but don't panic, they still make the playoffs.
Yeah, we probably will, and we'll probably end up dropping down to like the fourth or the fifth seed, but it is what it is. You never know.
Like might I said, be off the worry, but Golden State in the first round.
Yeah, and that Thunder team, too, you want to try avoid because they're playing good basketball lately. They seem to be getting it together, so they're 53-12. The Nuggets are 42-23, 11 games back. The Lakers are 40-23, 12 games back. The Grizzlies are fourth, 41-24, 12 games back. They've won three in a row. The Rockets are fifth, 40-25. They've won three in a row. The Warriors have won five in a row. They're sixth all of a sudden. The Timberwolves are seventh. They've won five in a row. Warriors got them by a half game, though. Clippers are 8, 35-30. They lost one. The Kings lost two and at the ninth spot. They're 33-31. And the Mavs are 33-33. Still in contention. Suns creeping up in the 11th spot, and the Trailblazers are fading in the 12th. So if you look at that Western Conference, still some moving and shaking to go, just like if you look at the Eastern Conference. Cavs are 55-10. Then the Celtics are second, 47-18, 8 games back. The Knicks are 41-23, 13 games back. The Celtics have won 5 in a row, by the way, too. Knicks 13.5 back. The Bucks, they lost 3 in a row, 36-28. They're 18.5 back. The Pacers, 36-28. They're 18.5 back. Pistons, they won 2 in a row. They're 18.5 back. The Hawks, in number 7, they won 3 in a row, 24 games back. They're 31-34. The Magic are the 8th seed at 30-36. How weak is the Eastern Conference, Pearly?
Very weak.
Then the Heat come in at 9, 29-35, and the Bulls at 10, 27-38.
I think if you eliminate Boston, the Knicks, Cleveland, I don't see much other than that. Maybe Milwaukee.
But the rest of that conference is the Mavericks at 33-33, like number 10 in the West. Number 10 in the East are the Bulls at 27-38.
Okay.
So they definitely got a weaker product in the Eastern Conference.
That fluctuates every other year.
But we'll see. It should be interesting. A lot of these 10 through 6 spots could be decided the last couple of days of the season.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get to this first break. Flip side of the break, we'll get back. We'll chop it up some more. And we'll talk more sports, obviously. We'll get the picks in eventually. And we'll figure out who the final 15 is going to be today, too. But like
all
I
right,
said,
let me know, man.
There's a lot to talk about in the world of sports. When we come back on the flip side of the break, I need a baseball update, Pearly. So get that together for me. Let me know what's going on in Major League Baseball. Because, what, we're like a week away from...
Six days to opening day in Japan.
Ah, there you go. So this should be your week of final cutdowns, right? And assignments.
Well, the Dodgers made a lot of cuts yesterday. They don't have any more games until Monday when they play an exhibition game The weekend they play the exhibition game, and then Tuesday they play the Cubs, open the season.
So when they flying over to Tokyo over the weekend?
I think they're flying today.
Okay, get in a couple of days.
It's not today, by tomorrow they'll be there, because they're going to go a couple of days early to get acclimatized. They're going to play two exhibition games, and then they'll take a day off, and then they'll play Tuesday.
All right.
6 a.m. our time.
So, yeah.
We'll be up pretty early.
We'll talk to you more about baseball on the flip side of the break. That and more. All right, so keep it right where you got it. The Wednesday, March 12th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Words, power, and sound. I'm like the moon and sun, beware. Take my stand, always prepare. Or and I, they stand and don't even care. Yo, me no take that from the one. Give thanks, I'm still here. One thing of them can't come stabbing at the back. Can't get caught by your wolf pack. Different are trust that can't relax. Yeah, no, the light and beware is another guide. Some can't recognize wicked heart. Must put you down, burning you.
Everything is bigger and better at Burger King Nassau. When you have a big appetite, BK has a royal deal for you. Get a flame-grilled double Big King Jr. or an original chicken sandwich, plus four chicken nuggets, small fries, a drink, and a fresh baked cookie for only $9.95, including VAT. The royal deal was built for a big appetite. And at $9.95, including VAT, it's a steal of a deal. Go big and enjoy the BK flavors you love with the $9.95 royal deal at Burger King Nassau.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Spring is in the air, and so are the rewards. The Water and Sewage Corporation wants to thank you for staying on top of your bills. When you pay your bill in full, you'll be entered for a chance to win one of three Easter baskets filled with exciting surprises. Pay in full before your due date. Complete the entry form, and you'll be entered to win. Visit our social media pages for details. Hop to it and win with the Water and Sewage Corporation. Hurry, offer ends April 17th.
KFC is taking things to crunchier levels with the new Barbecue Bacon Ranch Sandwich. Bite into eight layers of flavor with your choice of a spicy or original recipe, extra-large white meat fillet, topped with our premium ranch sauce, lettuce, tomato, smoky bacon, American cheese, and our rich signature barbecue sauce, all placed on a toasted brioche bun. The new KFC Barbecue Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Well, then, words of righteousness do us so much. None of them well, but we had no purpose. Well, bring the fire upon all poor and rich. Them down for no say it would have come down to this. Me get them funny and then brainwash them from their western journey. Babylon, he them a ride for the money, get them funny and then brainwash them from their western journey. We tell them say this redder than red. Do we own this red and be a blood that run red? Go tell them revolution a swing over them head. For all vampire, this a one year I your peg. Marcus Garvey did, don't come said Emmanuel said. The liberty Italy your life sledge. You want Prince Luca, King Selassie and the head. And Emperor Selassie and the vision and the meds. We see you and the horror lie down in a bed. Sharing defilements, already dead. The youths them worth more than money and bread. Heal and press Amiga, tell them glory is the spread. We just come out of this loop, gun dead. Babylon give you a right for the money, get your funny. And then brainwash you on the western journey. Babylon give you a right for your money, get your funny. And then brainwash you on the western journey. We tell you say, should I know we buy now so we terrible. Watch out make we bust them head like buckle. What's the party yard in a the deck where you are suffer? We want go and we are let go the cheer and chuckle. King Selassie said the revolution of young. You are the one to order instead diamond nickel. Fornication them all arise upon the double. Abomination me come slow with the triple.
We're back at you on the Wednesday, March 12th edition of Talking Heads. Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. We got Earl the Pearl in the building. Pearly, like I said, though, a lot A lot.
Say that again?
I said a lot of movements going on in the NFL. A lot.
They're doing a whole lot. It's amazing. And we got a lot of money spending.
We got, but, speaking of movements, the 49ers have lost like 8 players, 8 free agents, 9 free agents, key free agents. They released another 2, including their fullback, Jurzak.
Did they lose or they're purging? Because some people think they're purging that
Well,
team.
Anyway, we got Colin Cowherd and Nick Wright with the final 15 today, saying how they could save the 49ers, what they need to do. But obviously, there's something going on in San Francisco with the 49ers. And this offseason, 49er fans have been eerily quiet, too. Those 49er fans have been quiet. They haven't been popping off.
What do you mean to say? Because your team just, I mean, you're losing players every day. So what you going to be saying?
Exactly.
Yeah.
The exodus is there. So we're listening to that because we know we got a strong 49er contingent in the 242. So we'll see how these two, Cowherd and Nick Wright, propose to save the 49ers. And
you think they're clearing space to pay Purdy?
I think some of it is to pay Purdy and then for life after, you know, some of these big contracts like Williams. And I hear they may be trying to jettison, McCaffrey as well, too.
Ooh, interesting.
Because he's got that injury. He's got that situation with the Achilles and the hamstrings and all of that. And those have been some health issues. So we'll see. And especially at picking at 11, they got a shot at Jenty coming out. They got a shot at quality running backs that could replace him on the cheap. So this might be a complete overhaul. You've seen some big names. Charvarius Ward, the cornerback, gone. Elijah Mitchell, gone. He was injury prone, but gone nonetheless. Deebo Samuel, gone. Key pieces out of there. Jurzak, they cut. The offensive lineman, they cut. Greenlaw signed with the Broncos. Hufanga, the safety, signed with the Broncos. They've lost a lot of key players.
Is Joey Bosa from them or Joey's from somewhere else?
No, Joey was from the Chargers, and he signed with the Bills. Chargers,
correct, Mundo. Yeah. Signed with the Bills.
Correct.
Anyway, break my heart, but that's all right.
Well, we'll see, man. I mean, you got to see how it pans out. He might be injured and done.
He might be. Just might be.
Because he can't stay healthy. Can't stay on the field. Missed a lot of games over the last several years. So that might be the problem right there.
That's there. That's true.
All right. So anything out of baseball there, Pearly? Big news across the league?
Outside of Garrett Cole getting hurt, there's nothing like that. Ain't nothing big happening just yet. You know, I don't, there's no, you won't see any movement anywhere. The Dodgers, I've sent that, you know, we signed Hyesung Kim, the second baseman out of the Korean baseball organization.
Right.
He's an all-star. We regulated him to AAA because he hasn't adjusted just yet. So he needs to spend about a month or so in AAA batting every day, playing every day to get used to Major League type baseball.
Getting the reps.
Yeah. Then Bobby Miller is going on the IR for a little bit. Outside of that, that's only 2 moves in L.A.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, this time of year, normally you get some last-minute trades.
Well, not so much so. It's not so much so in terms of trades, but more deals. Somebody may sign a contract. Somebody might have been holding out to get some more money or something like that, right?
Correct.
So outside of that, you don't see much. But the trade deadline is for 2025, and that's going to be on Thursday, July 31st at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So it's 3 o'clock in L.A. Mm. So you'll see a lot of movement end of July happening then. You're not going to see too much trades between now and July because teams are going to see how the land lay, see how they, you know, how they balance out, and then make some moves. So I see the Yankees. The Yankees may be this odd exception because you're losing Garrett Cole. You may make a move to get Alcantara. I never pronounce his
Sandy name. Sandy Alcantara from Miami, from the Marlins.
If not, they definitely will make that move for him in July.
Before the trade deadline.
Yeah. You know, because you got, I mean, and the fact that you picked up Freed and Rodon is doing well, you've got a pretty solid. The kid who said he's not a reliever, he's a starter. Now he gets an opportunity to move up into the starting rotation.
Yeah,
I can't remember the kid who you got, Soler or somebody like that. I can't remember his name. So I think you may just try to battle it out and see how it goes until July, and then make a move if you need it, because you can't sleep on Baltimore or the Red Sox. They're going to be 2 good teams this year and give you some challenge. So
yeah, the Yankees still say they prefer to look for two more right-handed bats rather than pitching. They might roll with the pitching.
They just might. Yeah, because what's your name? Stanton. He's going to be out for a while. He's not going to come back until probably May, and then DJ Lemieux. He's not going to come back till the end of April.
Yeah, and then Giancarlo Stanton, elbow and calf could be done for the year.
No, he's coming back, but he won't come back till halfway in the season.
That's still a lot, though.
Yeah. But, you know, the Yankees have been playing baseball without him. And, you know, after him trying to round third and get into home and get thrown out like a cold wind this morning.
Yep, he is.
Yeah. I couldn't believe they sent him. I couldn't believe the third base coach sent him.
Well,
Oscar Hernandez looked like a Mookie Betts arm.
Sometimes, you know, sometimes they run through it. You might be telling them to hold up, and they run through it.
Yeah. But I don't think slow as he is, I don't think he would be running through anything, but you never know.
All right, let's get to the picks, man. And we got a bevy of basketball going on, college basketball especially. Like you said, the conference tournaments are all in swing, and they go throughout the rest of the week. And then you got Selection Sunday coming up for both men and women, so you know exactly who's playing where and who the number one seed
is. I saw NBA mock draft today. Got Vijay Ashkam going to the New Orleans Pelicans at number four.
I was talking about that the other day with Mark Nutt from our 10-year seniors, and I was like, the Pelicans may be somebody right there where he falls to.
And he'll move right into the starting role.
You could start for that team right away. You ain't lying.
Yeah, exactly.
Plenty games.
We'll see what happens here.
Plenty games in the NBA tonight.
All right. Let's do it, man.
All right. And it's all brought to you, of course, by the Odd'n Game. And it's all about ballers in brackets with the Odd'n Game. Don't forget, you got a chance. Once you make a $20 bet, you get your chance at your bracket. Get that bracket in to marketing@tiginvestments.com. You get a perfect bracket, you win $250,000. Closest bracket to being bright or the best overall bracket wins you $3,000. And there's three other cash prize winners that are going to be up for grabs as well, too. A little lesser than the $3,000.
I didn't win the Super Bowl prize. I understand my good, decent cousin Gay had a good time, but I'm gonna win that $250,000.
All right, we'll see.
Not before that me. PI condo, you know.
I'm off against the Atlanta Hawks. I like the Hawks to win this one at home over the Hornets, but I'll take the money line. Play it safe. There's two bad teams.
I like him on the money line.
Celtics -3 over the Oklahoma City Thunder. Give me the Thunder plus the 3 points in this one. I got a feeling the Thunder win this game tonight.
Yeah, I'll ride with you. Give me the Thunder in the three.
Raptors -4.5 against the Sixers in Toronto. Give me the Raptors in the money line. They play well in Toronto compared to on the road, but I don't know if the 4.5 is the cover for them.
I'm gonna take the Sixers and the points.
All right, you got the Spurs -6.5 at home against the Dallas Mavericks. Give me the Mavericks plus the 6.5 in this.
You know what? I'm going to take the Spurs in the 6.5 because the other day, the Mavericks couldn't even put anybody on the court because they didn't have enough players to substitute out like that. So I like the Spurs. That's the run. I'm crazy.
Well, then if that's the case and they're still injury prone like that, give me the Spurs in the money line.
Okay.
Clippers +3 against the Miami Heat in Miami. Give me the Clippers plus the 3 points.
I'm going to take the Heat in the -3.
Suns plus.
For some reason, I just have a feeling Hero can get off tonight.
Suns +5 on the road in Houston. Give me the Houston Rockets -5 at home.
I'd ride with you on that one as well.
Memphis Grizzlies -12 against Nosa. We got money line this one. I can't trust the Grizzlies covering the spread lately. They win, but they don't cover. So yeah, give me them in the money line.
After I see that rookie guard went at KD the other day, and they brave. They're very
Yeah.
A lot of testicular thought. Yeah, but I'm going to take them in the money line.
Denver Nuggets -3.5 at home against the Timberwolves.
I like that one. I'll take that.
I'll take the Nuggets at home against the T-Wolves too by the 3.5. And finally, the Knicks -4 on the road against the Portland Trailblazers. I like the Knicks to get it done by the 4 points on the road against the Trailblazers.
I ride with you on that one as well.
All right, there you go. So with that being said, we're going to get to the break. Flip side of the break. We got Nick Wright and Colin Coward taking us home, breaking down all that is wrong with the 49ers and how they could fix it.
All right.
We'll see, because you got free agents leaving out of San Francisco like Israelites out of Egypt right now, apparently. Another one just left.
Wow.
So with that being said, you know, you got it tomorrow, man. I know you hold it down and do your thing as always, and I'll be back on Friday.
I got some baseball kids coming in at 5 tomorrow. So
which baseball kids?
Baseball with the kids.
kids just came off a trip. They can talk about how they did and all that stuff like that.
So how old are they, man?
Muffy crew, so I think they probably 9, 10, somewhere around there.
All right, there you go. All right, we'll talk soon, man.
Okay.
All right, and we'll do it again tomorrow, folks. Everybody called in, texted, and chimed in. Good stuff. We'll do it again tomorrow right here on Talking Heads. Flip side of the break. Colin Cowherd and Nick Wright taking us home at the final 15. Keep it right where you got it.
All right, brother. Take time.
And down, burning you with words, power and sound. Yeah, every ghetto youth is element of surprise and wicked art. I must put you down, burning you with words, power and sound. I'm like the moon and sun, beware. Take my stand, always prepare. Or and I, they stand and don't even care. Yo, me not take that from the one. Give thanks, I'm still here. Wanting to see I dead and rot. None of them can come stabbing at the back.
KFC is taking things to crunchier levels with the new Barbecue Bacon Ranch Sandwich. Bite into 8 layers of flavor with your choice of a spicy or original recipe, extra-large white meat fillet topped with our premium ranch sauce, lettuce, tomato, smoky bacon, American cheese, and our rich signature barbecue sauce, all placed on a toasted brioche bun. The new KFC Barbecue Bacon Ranch Sandwich is here, and it's finger-licking good.
You're a builder. You want to give your client the best material at the best prices, and you need to put food on the table. Well, check out these prices at Pinder Enterprises. 5/8 pressure-treated roofing ply starting at $36.68 includes VAT. By the way, all these prices include VAT. Gray Select Water Shield, $134.20 a roll. Felt, £15, £16.50, £30, £19.80. Owens Corning Duration Shingles and CertainTeed Landmark Shingles, $56.56 a bundle. Gallon of roof cement, $33.47. When it comes to screwing and nailing, Pinder got you covered. He got every nail and screw you possibly need.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Looking for tech solutions without the hassle? Since 1941, the Armory Company has been the Bahamas' trusted tech partner. From access control and cloud video surveillance to smart home setups and laptop repairs, we handle it all. Need a repair? We've got you covered, no matter where you bought it. Can't find what you need? Call us at 397-1600 for a custom solution. Visit us behind Wendy's on Mackey Street. With delivery to all family islands. The Armory Company, where your tech problems meet their match.
Crunch your hunger cravings and satisfy the whole family with KFC Bucket Meals starting at just $20. Get freshly prepared golden fried chicken, buttery biscuits, and add your favorite large sides for flavor that will make your mouth happy and your feet dance. Order online or WhatsApp Hi to 557-3663 to grab your KFC bucket today. Big flavor, bigger value, and always KFC. Finger licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Well, then, words of righteousness do us so much. Enough of them well, but we had no purpose. Well, the bring the fire, burn all poor and rich. Them now for no say it would have come down to this. Babylon give them a right, free them money, get them funny. And then brainwash them from their western journey. Babylon give them a right, free the money, get them funny. And then brainwash them from their western journey. We tell them say, this redder than red. Do we own this red and be a blood that run red? God tell them revolution, a swing over them head. Feel vampire, this a one year I your peg. Marcus Garvey did, don't come said Emmanuel said. Deliver to Italy, your life sledge. You want Prince Luca, King Selassie and the head. And Emperor Selassie and the vision and the meds. We see you and the all had lie down in a bed. Sharing defilements, already dead. The youths them were more than
So I led my show with this today on the Niners. The Niners did something that was very difficult. Instead of clinging to the hopes of a Super Bowl, they're like, yeah, we gave it a run. 6 years of being really good. We didn't get it. So kind of a little bit of a teardown. I think that's really hard to do. But I also think, in my opinion, it sends a signal to Brock Purdy. You're not getting what you think you're getting. We're going to move off good players. What do you make of their semi-rebuild in San Francisco?
Well, I agree with you. It is hard to accept that they missed their window, but they missed their window.
Yes.
And, you know, when this history of the NFL is written, there's going to be a bunch of teams that we're going to say, man, if not for that annoying team in red in the Midwest, they could have been a champion. And the Niners had two great shots at it. It was in a Super Bowl. They didn't get a ring. And too often teams then, I think, when it's clear, it's kind of going in the wrong direction, cling to it. I think you are still seeing New Orleans cling to the idea of what they were trying to be with Drew Brees. And because of that, they won't be able to build a true contender for years to come. I think the Niners really went all in last year and the year before and gave out some contracts they didn't really want to. Trent Williams, the guy on the screen, is an all-time legend.
Yeah.
But they didn't want to add guaranteed years for him at 37 years old. They didn't, I don't think, want to give Brandon Ayuk the deal they gave him right after they had given Debo that deal and they had spent a first-round pick on a receiver. They did all those things and others. It made Joey Bosa, when the highest-paid defensive player was making $29 million, gave him $34 million. All those things to win. They almost won and then had a season wrecked by injury, and now they are resetting. I wouldn't call it rebuilding, but I think they are resetting. And I do want, if I were running the Niners, I would offer Brock such a team-friendly, almost insulting deal that I didn't expect him to take, because I really do want to see him this year without a super team around him.
Yeah.
If he looks like he did last year without a super team around him. And if that's the case, then that simply is a player you cannot pay $55+ million. And the arguments people make as to why Brock Purdy should get that money, they're like, well, Tua got this and my guy Trevor got that. The problem with ask those same exact people, hey, do you think those were good decisions by the team? They're like, no, of course not. That's a disaster. And so you don't sign your, and again, Purdy, obviously has accomplished more than Tua or Trevor in this league, but you don't use bad contracts as the standard for a contract you're going to give. And so the Niners have the leverage here. And if they're run as smartly as I think they are, I would expect them to use that.
Yeah, I said this. So Justin Fields to the Jets. And I said, so he had a defensive coach and a defensive culture in Chicago. I saw what it looked like. He had a defensive coach and a defensive culture in Pittsburgh. I saw what it looked like. Now he's going to a defensive coach and a broken culture in New York. I know what this is going to look like. I think had he inherited McVay or Andy Reid, we would have gotten the best version of Justin Fields, whatever that is. It's not Mahomes, but whatever it is. I look at this Jets move and I'm like, I've seen it. I know what this is going to look like.
So here's why I don't mind it, Colin. For the first time in almost a decade, the first, second, and third biggest story about the New York Jets is nothing to do with their quarterback. So what I mean is Darnold. While they draft him in the top three, while he's there, everything Jet-related is about, is Darnold progressing? Is he the guy? Then Zach Wilson, draft him number two. Everything about the Jets is centered around the orbit that is Zach Wilson. Then, obviously, these 2 years with Aaron Rodgers. Now, the quarterback is not the lead actor. He's not even really the supporting actor. He's just kind of a tertiary character in the movie that Aaron Glenn's trying to write. And so I don't mind that at all. $20 million for a starting quarterback is literally, unless Daniel Jones ends up being a starter, and maybe he will be, but he and Daniel Jones will be the two cheapest non-rookie scale quarterbacks in the league. Like, that is as cheaply as you can do it. And while they figure out what they're going to do at quarterback, I don't mind this as a placeholder with essentially a team option in year two, with the 1 in 20 chance that Justin, who came into the league so young, that he is still relatively young, reuniting with Garrett Wilson when he was at his best at Ohio State and C. But I just think them not having, oh my God, how's the quarterback doing, as the biggest story surrounding the team is a positive for what Aaron Glenn potentially is trying to build.
Okay, so this one, somebody asked me the other day, how's Nick Wright doing since the Super Bowl? And I said, winning at poker and breathing, he's fine.
People are that. Got back from Vegas, by the way, is 4 hours ago.
I can
four tell. Hours ago. Your guy Goldman texts me. He's like, I know you're flying in today. You're still going to come home with Colin? I'm like, of course. Like, you got to be able to, you know, you got to work multiple jobs. No problem. But, yeah, I bags under the eyes. Good game with Helmy yesterday. You can watch it on Poker Go, but go ahead.
Okay, so listen. Joe Tooney was doing yeoman work last year. He's gone. Yeah. Bears really needed him. Great pickup by the Bears. They're going to go to San Francisco, get a backup, cross your fingers, overpay a little bit. That's free agency, and put him at left tackle. You got to be after watching the Rams' defensive fronts. You know, there's some defensive fronts in the NFL right now that are very, very good. Philadelphia's defensive front. I don't love the offensive line for Kansas City.
All right. Well, let me listen. So they have let me defend it for. So listen, Joe Tooney's a great player.
Great.
Guy's won four championships, I think four or five All Pros. Might be a Hall of Famer one day. But they have the highest paid center in the league, and then they have to decide which of our highest paid guards in the league do we want to keep. They kept the guy who's 7-6 years younger in Trey Smith. I'm fine with that. The guy replacing Tooney is going to be their second-round pick from last year, Kingsley Suamataia. And then there's the left tackle. And I look at the left tackle they signed from San Francisco maybe differently than most, because normally you don't want to sign a backup to a frontline position.
That's right.
Unless, of course, that backup is backing up arguably the GOAT. So, again, not to make it about me, but once upon a time, I was nothing other than Colin Cowherd's backup. How good could he be? I'd be a starter in a lot of spots. I'm backing up the greatest of all time.
Right,
that's
sure.
That you back up Trent Williams. Who knows? Maybe he's the third best left tackle of the last decade, but the best of the last decade's in front of him. Nothing you can do. Now he gets a shot, so I'm, you know what I mean? I'm bullish. I'm bullish on this young man, and I think there's precedent for it.
Okay. Well, it's an optimistic viewpoint, certainly.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, you're backing up the GOAT.
Yes.
What are you going to do?
That's true. That's true. I will say this. I said the good news and bad news with the Bears. The good news is they got a bunch of good players. I mean, I'm sorry, but Caleb Williams, guard, center, guard, that may be the best trio in the league. Here's the bad news. It means you had to buy him because your GM whiffed on all his picks.
Oh,
so what sure. It tells me is, if you go look at the Eagles, the Chiefs defense, the Rams defense, the Lions O-line, that's draft and developed by the team. So the good news is you're better. The bad news is, yeah, your draft picks stink. So it still tells me the Bears going into next season, they still don't have everything upstairs right. That's my take.
So I'm not I don't want to put this on Ryan Poles, like say he is Ryan Grigson, and because
no,
that's not fair.
That's not fair.
But what the reason I bring that up is Ryan Grigson got that job in Indianapolis right around the time they got the number one pick from Luck, and people thought, well, he'll have this job because you got the quarterback right, and so you'll keep the job. And he never was able to protect him, and that ended up, you know, costing him his job, maybe cut years, almost assuredly cut years off Luck's career. The reason I bring that up is I think Ryan Poles is a sharp guy. I think he learned from smart people in Kansas City. I also think that when you do the pros and cons ledger for Poles' tenure in Chicago, the Caleb Williams trade is doing just a massive amount of the work on the pros side of things. And then you also do have to keep in mind that trade, he made that trade obviously not knowing He was hoping, sure, but not knowing that Carolina was then going to be the worst team in the league and it would result in Caleb Williams. So, yes, this is a massive year for Caleb, but also for the GM. Now, you give him credit for being able to land Ben Johnson. What I thought you were going to say is this. Because they got Ben Johnson and addressed the offensive line to almost universal acclaim, Caleb is once again going to have the burden of expectation that if you look at, take Jaden out because he was so spectacular. He was the third pick of the draft. The Patriots won four games this year. Two of those were the two of the five games Drake May didn't play throughout. His numbers were not very good. The team was awful. And everybody loves him. No people could, they're like, quarterbacks solved in New England. And they go into this year, even though they spent $250 million in free agency, people will be like, man, six wins for the Patriots this year, and Vrabel's got him in the right direction. Caleb, on the other hand, goes into this year, and I think people feel like, man, if they're not at least a fringe, if not legitimate playoff team, then something's gone wrong. Yeah. And so there are just massive expectations once again, like there were on him last year, because some foolish people picked that Bears team to go to the Super Bowl. I don't know why they would do that, but some people did do
that. You know, I don't know if I've ever asked you this, because I ask you a lot of Lakers, LeBron stuff, and I think you and I both have SGA winning the MVP over Jokic. I strongly believe it's SGA's year. I'm going to throw this at you. I don't remember you talking a great deal about this, and I'm interested to your take. So I thought the Warriors should have signed Jimmy Butler, and my take was every time he's had a legit two or a Durant, he wins. Is that he was on a treadmill to nowhere, and when you're as great as LeBron or Steph Curry, some of it's just like waking up in the morning and joy for life. So Jimmy Butler will give you that.